Welcome to the Speak in Flow podcast. Let's unleash your leadership voice. Listen in to the untold stories of high-performing leaders, where they will reveal their golden takeaways to help you become fearless communicators and fast-track your career. Join us for the journey. Welcome to a Speak and Flow podcast episode. I am thrilled you're here because this topic is near and dear to my heart: mastering and being successful at flow. Now, what is flow anyways? Flow is when your potential is skyrocketing because you're so immersed in the present moment. There's no inner critic. There's no doubt. They're gone. And you're just focused. You're here in the moment. You're doing your whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's you're playing an instrument or you are an athlete out on the court throwing a basketball, or whether you're a speaker, you are focused on the moment. There's nothing blocking you, and you're immersed in the situation. Your hand gestures, your body language, your words naturally flow out. Everything's in flow, your movements. And that's when the opportunities come to you. That's when success comes to you, and abundance, prosperity. And there's three phases. There's no way around it to getting to flow. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. And the three phases are awkward, release, and then flow. Awkward is that the struggle. It's that moment when we don't know what we're doing. We're so overwhelmed. Everything is new, brand new. Then you move into release. Release is when you may know the steps. You may know the process of whatever it is that you're doing, but you're still thinking about it. You're still wondering whether you can do it or not. And then finally, flow. You're in the mastery. You're in success. You know you got this, and it's just natural to you. So we want to speed up your process to get from awkward to flow by understanding these three phases. I'm going to break down each. The first one is awkward. It's that struggle. It's that place that we don't like to be in and we want to get out of there as soon as possible. It's when you're starting something new. Everything is overwhelming. I remember when I first started my job, and when I was 17, 16 years old, I was working at a prime rib restaurant. And in this restaurant, there's a lot going on, right? You have to talk to the people at the table, then you have to take their order, and then you have to go to the back, put in the ticket, and get all the salad ready, and get the mashed potatoes. And it was so overwhelming to me. It was a struggle. I didn't like to talk to the people at first, and then I didn't know where to go. I didn't know where to put the ticket. I didn't know where to get the salad. So it was just a lot. It was awkward. I was uncomfortable. Right? Have you ever felt that when you have just started something new and you can start to feel embarrassed because if you don't know what you're doing, people are seeing you, and then you start to feel some shame? Oh gosh. So the same thing can happen when we're speaking, when we are delivering a presentation. We are feeling overwhelmed because we're not certain about our what's going to happen. We're not certain about our performance. Now we're not certain about if we're going to say all the right bullet points. And so there's just too much, right? So how can we speed through this awkward phase to go into the next phase, which is release? You're not in flow yet, but you're in release. So in release, you may know what the process is. So for example, in my restaurant example, after about a month, I started to then know how to greet the customers. You know, I was starting to get more comfortable greeting them. I knew where to put the ticket, to put in the order. I knew how to get the salad, but I may forget something. I may think, okay, did I do this right? And I'm thinking about what I am doing. So it's still mechanical. It's not very natural. You might look at someone. Have you ever seen someone who's on the dance floor and they're doing the right moves, but they're mechanical. They're not really going to the beat. So they know the moves, but it doesn't look natural. As a speaker, you may know what you're going to say, but it doesn't seem natural. You may have your talking points, and you may have even memorized your script, but it does not seem natural. you seem like a robot, and that is the release phase. So you're starting to get to the place where you're not completely overwhelmed and debilitated, but at the same time, you're starting to release some of the fear, some of the doubt, and starting to move into more mechanical. I know the steps, I know the process, but still overthinking it, still not completely certain whether I can do it or not. And the key to getting out of this phase from releasing doubt, and releasing being mechanical into flow is repetition and consistency. Keeping yourself doing what you're meant to do. And I'm going to share with you something. It is not, when it comes to speaking, not about repeating your script. You're going to start to get to a point where you are in flow with your words. When I was at the restaurant, I started to just know where to go, what to do with the customers. I started to see where to put the ticket and see everything. I started to see how I interacted with the other waiters and how I interacted with all the different tables that I was supporting, and how to multitask, right? So I was seeing a bigger picture, how to solve problems in the moment, even if things were ambiguous. And so that is what flow is, because you're not focused and you're releasing the mechanical, the process, the steps. You are able to move into flow and do some problem solving when things are chaotic and things are uncertain. And so, when you are in the release phase and still going through the mechanics of your talk, right, thinking about what am I going to say, it's going to be difficult for you to move into flow. And that's what most people are stuck in. That's where most people, they get into habit of writing out their entire script and memorizing it word for word. And then they think that, okay, I'm going to memorize it word for word, then I'll finally get into flow. The truth of the matter is, if you have this as a habit, you're really not in flow, because I want you to start trusting your words. That is true flow. When you can move into the place of mastering, I've got this. I know even if I don't have all my script, or if I don't know all the words, I know my bullet points and I can run and go with it. I can be in the moment, solve problems, step into the ambiguity, step into the uncomfortableness, and embrace not knowing, and continuing to do that over and over again. Now, most of us don't give us the opportunity and the experience of trusting ourselves. And so we are stuck in the mechanical, the release. Still releasing, trying to release the script, but we will never let go of it. Many of my clients are like, I'm so afraid if I don't have my script, I'm gonna blank out. I don't know what to say. And I've created so many beautiful words in my PowerPoint and they're not going to come out. So when you are holding on to in this phase and not finally stepping into flow, which does mean to step into to embracing the unknown, having your bullets, embracing the uncertainty, trusting that your words will flow out. And of course, in the beginning, it will be uncomfortable. Of course, in the beginning, you may stumble in your words, but eventually you're going to get to the point where I've got this. I know my words. I know the content. I'm the expert. And stepping into that place of the unknown and still trusting that you can problem solve at the same time. That is when you've mastered flow. That is when you are in the moment, focused on your audience, focused on connecting with the audience, inspiring them, moving your initiatives, because you can sense what they want, what you need, and then you problem solve and you collaborate and you communicate in a way that inspires people and is aspirational. So those are the three steps to moving into flow. Yes, of course, it's going to be awkward. Awkward that you have to let go of the script. Awkward that you have to just trust your bullet. And it's going to seem a little bit mechanical. You're going to have to release some of the doubt that you can't do this. But as you continue to repeat and get some feedback, you're going to start to get to the place of flow and being able to speak on the cusp without your script. Trusting that you can embrace uncertainty, problem solve, because you're so focused in the moment, you're so focused on your clients, your audience and the connection that you have with them. And I hope that you take this process and embrace it and use it for your next opportunity, whether it's speaking or even just mastering a new skill, something that you've embraced, whether it's learning how to ride a horse, whether it's learning how to cook. Those are the three steps to moving from awkward, released, and into flow and success. Until I see you again, I'm your sister in flow. Love you. Take care.
Thanks for joining the conversation today. Are you curious on how you measure up with your ability to speak in flow? Come grab my free self-assessment at speakinflow.com/assessment. This assessment only takes a couple minutes to fill out. You will get your results within 5 minutes. See how you measure up with your ability to speak in flow and an unshakable confidence. Take the assessment, click on the link in the comments, and I'll see you on the other side.